This is TWiT.
Let's go ahead and move on to something else that actually is big news. And we have one of the people who helped to break the story here on the show. That's HP buying Aruba. A computer networks and services giant, HP, is buying wireless solutions company Aruba Networks. Here's, again, what we know. We know that Aruba sold at $24.67 a share, which means it wasn't really a premium over the regular price. That puts the acquisition price in the ballpark of $3 billion, plus about $300 million in cash that HP will get in the purchase. Aruba is a wireless and mobility solutions provider. HP already has their own wireless solution, and they've integrated Aruba's ClearPath technology into their IMA, which is their big-selling intelligent management solution center. Now, this is part of Meg Whitman's strategy, announced last year, to split the company into two pieces. You're going to have the enterprise side, and you're going to have the consumer side, the printers slash PCs. HP's networking sales fell in the first quarter of 2015, down 11%. However, Aruba sales increased, totaling $729 million in 2014 and on track for $1 billion by 2017. Aruba CEO Dominica Orr and CTO Kariti Melkote, will stay on to lead the new wholly owned division of HP. Curtis, I'm going to throw it to you because you actually wrote the story that we're quoting. What are the signs? Because you talked about these signs of getting it right or wrong. What are the signs we'll be looking for? What would be the right thing to happen in the next 6 months? What's the wrong thing?
Well, I think what everyone is saying constitutes most of the right thing is if HP pretty much leaves Aruba alone. If you look at another acquisition that might be the model for this, if you look at what Dell did with SonicWall, Dell bought the company, but didn't go in and immediately disrupt the culture, didn't immediately go in and change out the management. They pretty much left the company alone. They started integrating it more heavily into their management systems, but generally left it alone. Most observers are hoping that's what happens with Aruba. HP had already begun OEMing Aruba access points. And as you say, they had already started integrating Aruba into their management system. So the groundwork has been laid on the technical side to do the right thing. If we see a bunch of people leaving, if we see a sudden replacement of existing Aruba management with HP longtime managers, I think that will be a key sign that things are going very wrong. If the biggest change that occurs is the label on the access points and wireless switches is changed to read something like Aruba by HP, then that will be a sign that HP has learned some lessons and they're getting things right, because there is almost universal recognition that wireless is one of those areas that HP has fumbled badly in the past half dozen years.
So let Aruba be Aruba. That's the sign of the good.
Exactly so.